First off, good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here with me this morning. I think it's a blessing that we're able to have community and we're able to come together with like-minded individuals and discuss these things. There's just a few things that I want to speak about this morning. The first is that it would be irresponsible for me to not address the elephant that's in every room that we walk into. And that elephant is that it's a heavy elephant, and knowing that we are in a global health pandemic and a horrible race pandemic against African Americans. And that elephant is carried on our shoulders. And it's nice to lighten that burden, knowing that we have community and individuals like the members of TGS, and knowing that we have been through moments in our lives when we couldn't think of or see what's going to happen next. And I think that brings me to my next point, that with a certain sense of conviction and a certain level of patience comes change and passage over time. And I came to that conclusion in a letter that I read to myself every single day. It's a letter that it's a piece of a letter that Oprah wrote to her younger self. And I would like to read/recite that to you. And it goes like this. If I knew then what I know now, I would have never wasted even a single moment doubting my path. It may be human nature to question and doubt, but the older I get, the less I worry about anything. I can see life unfolding in divine order. And even in times of the greatest turmoil, I can stop, get still, and see with other clarity, this too shall pass, because everything always does until finally we do. No matter what you're struggling through, no matter the pain or anguish, you can go inside behind your mind and observe it happening to you. Whatever it isn't you, you are the observer. When you come to know this, you realize that even though the canvas of your life is painted with daily experiences, behaviors, reactions, and emotions, you're the one controlling the brush. And I think that's completely critical to times that we're living in right now. First, it requires a certain level of conviction and belief in yourself. And to have that conviction in yourself, you have to get rid of that doubt. If we really think about all the amazing things we've been able to make it through in our lives, or even we think about the goals and the accomplishments we've set, yes, there was a level of self-doubt that happens because, you know, we're human, but there's a level of conviction and belief that you have that ability to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. And I think that same conviction has to come into whatever we're going through in our lives, not just what's happening in the world with COVID-19 and race relations, but whatever you're going through in your personal life. Because if we're being particularly honest, there are individuals where those two things are glaring lights, but, you know, other individuals are entrepreneurs whose businesses haven't been able to survive the same. Other individuals came into 2020 with a grand plan, and because they aren't able to see individuals, that plan has been turned away a little bit. But I firmly believe if you have that conviction, you can still get to the location and the plan and get back to that plan. That conviction is going to come with a level of work. That conviction is going to come with a level of vulnerability. But if you have that conviction, you can continue to move forward. But with that requires a certain level of patience. And I'm someone who doesn't like to be patient. I read somewhere the other day that we live in a fast food society. We think that once we put the work in, once we pray about it, once we start the protest, once we do all these things, that change happens immediately. What we start to think about is any big major change we've made in our life. It's never happened immediately. And if we're being honest, the things that we probably had to be the most patient about are sometimes the things that have been the most rewarding. And so if we have that conviction, belief in whatever the change that we want to see is going to happen, and we have that patience to see that the change is going to happen, then I'm a firm believer that we will see that change over a passage of time. So I would like to really just instill that in everyone today. Look, you're already doing the right things. We woke up on the right side of the bed this morning. We got on this call. So I just ask that everyone walk off of this call with a certain level of security in their self and write down the conviction of what you want to see today happen. Write down the conviction of what you want to see going forward and live in that truth. And once you live in that truth, you be a little patient. Sometimes it may be a lot patient. We walk through, and I hope that we all come out, come on the other side of the two pandemics that we're going through, better individuals. And if I'm being honest, I actually hope we come out as a better community. And that's outside of TGS, but also within TGS, because it's communities like these that give me the confidence that I'll be able to succeed in life. So thank you, and I hope you have an amazing Friday.